Uh-oh. It looks like Robin Jacobs is suffering from a near-terminal case of boredom. Right now, she's sitting in her living room feeling blue. But I don't think she's gonna stay that way for long.
Hi, Robin.
Hi, Dad.
Where's your mom?
She went to the store. She'll be back in a minute.
Oh.
So, how was your day?
Okay.
You know, I was just telling my boss today how much I love going home after a hard day's work to be greeted by a daughter gushing with warmth and enthusiasm.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Robin, there's something wrong. What happened?
Oh, nothing.
Right. Guess I'll go up and change clothes then.
Well, there might be something wrong.
Really? Like what?
Like, I went to the mall today and saw a dress that I absolutely have to have, but didn't have any money.
Well, you know the plan. You got your allowance.
Yeah, but this is special.
Expensive.
That too. But Dad, if you saw it, you'd want one just like it.
They have one in my size?
You know what I mean.
Yeah. So, what are you gonna do about it, besides sit and mope?
What do you mean?
Have you given any thought as to how you might make some extra money? You know, kids all over the neighborhood have been doing odds and ends in their spare time to make money. When I was your age, I had a paper route.
A paper route? You mean work? Like, get a job?
You know, I know it sounds crazy, but people all over the country actually work to get paid. Really? I didn't make it up.
Work.
It's just a thought. A paper route could be a nice way to get money so you could buy extra things, like that dress. Well, it's up to you. I'll be upstairs changing if your mom comes home.
Okay. Work. There must be a way to make money without having to work for it. I'm just trying to deliver this paper. See? Paper. You know what it is. You probably saw a lot of them when you were a puppy. Look, Doug. I'm late enough as it is. Are you gonna let me deliver this paper or not?
Boxer! Boxer!
Thank goodness.
You leave that nice girl alone. Come over here. Come. Good boy. There, there. You're not so ferocious, are you?
Thank you, Mrs. Maddox. I guess he didn't want me to deliver this paper.
He's seen the editorial page.
Thanks for rescuing me. See you later.
Robin?
Yes, ma'am?
It's 11:30.
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Well, I don't want to make a fuss, but we're used to getting the morning paper a little earlier in the morning. Now, I know this is still your first week delivering papers around here, but you might want to make the effort.
I know, Mrs. Maddox. I'm sorry. I'll get your paper here earlier.
Thank you. How early?
How early did you used to get them?
Oh, around 6.
6? In the morning?
Didn't the newspaper tell you?
Well, yeah, but I thought they were joking. I mean, why would someone get up that early just to read the comics?
Oh, you'll understand one of these days.
6. Oh, boy. I don't think I like this. I have to lug these papers all over the neighborhood, fight off dogs, and now 6? That means I'd have to wake up at... I don't want to think about it.
Well, why are you doing this?
To make money.
Well, there are other ways to make money.
Yeah, like what?
Well, you could mow my lawn.
Mow your lawn? But that's work. I want to make lots of money without having to work hard for it.
Well, it's not a very large lawn, only about an hour's work. I'd do it, but I have allergies, and my husband's away on business a lot.
I don't know.
I'll give you $10.
$10 for an hour's work? But that's $10 an hour.
Will you do it?
Where's the lawnmower?
Well, how did you do?
What do you think?
A job well done. Here, Robin, have some lemonade.
Thank you.
And here's your $10.
Wow, thanks, Mrs. Maddox.
Thank you, Robin. Come back again in a week and you'll get the same.
I will. $10.
Robin.
Hi, Mr. Benson. What's wrong? Did I throw your paper on the roof again?
Oh, no, honey. I saw you mowing Mrs. Maddox's yard here and, well, I was wondering if maybe you'd do mine too.
Well,
What's she paying you?
$10.
Oh, $10. Well, my yard's not as big as hers. I'll give you the same, $10. What do you say?
What?
Oh, I'd be grateful. I hate mowing the yard.
Sure, I'll be right over. Dad! Mom! Dad!
In here, Robin.
Oh, you're not gonna believe it.
Great Dane ate all your papers again?
No, I got Bobby Adams to take over my paper route.
Oh.
I found a better job.
Uh-oh.
No, this is good. I'm going into the lawn mowing business.
Oh, that's not bad.
Not bad. It's great. I made $20 today.
Wow.
Mrs. Maddox and Mr. Benson asked me to mow their lawns.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking, see, if I just made $20 without trying, then maybe a whole bunch of people need their lawns mowed.
Huh.
I could make a fortune. I'm going into business.
And how are you going to do that?
Easy. I'll just make some flyers and put them on everybody's front door. I'm calling it Robin's Rotor Company. Get it?
Yeah.
Rotors on the lawnmower? Great idea, huh?
Pretty impressive. My little girl's becoming quite the financier.
No, I just want to make money.
But that's what...
I gotta get upstairs and make my flyers. This is great!
Now, do I try to calm her down and give her some cautious advice? Or do I watch and let her learn by herself? I think I'll just watch this time.
Hi, this is Robin. You need your lawn mowed? Sure, let me get my calendar. Hi, this is Robin. Tuesday? Sure. Hello, Robin's Rotors. Yeah? Okay, I'm coming.
Aww. Robin. Sweetheart. Was that a come in?
That's what I thought. So how's my little business tycoon?
Look at me. I have grass stains all over.
You have been working pretty hard. Business must be good. Seems like I haven't seen you for the past couple of days.
I'm exhausted. I did 5 lawns just today, and one of them had this big hill.
I'm sure you managed.
Oh.
Well, I just wanted to check in on you. You know, I'm really proud of you, Robin. I mean, it's not so much that you're making money, but that you've been so organized and responsible. More than I was at your age. I'm really pleased with how you've handled it. In fact, your mother was just saying how... Robin? Are you asleep? Good night, sweetheart.
Hi, Greensleeves. How's it going?
I'm not in the mood, Jack. Hi, Oscar.
Hi, Robin. Boy, you look tired.
Thanks.
How's the new business working out?
Good. Too good.
What do you mean? You're making money like you wanted to, right?
Yeah, but what good is it? I don't have time to spend any of it. I work so hard during the day that I'm too tired to do anything at night. The only reason I'm here now is because I'm taking a break. This isn't what I wanted at all.
What are you gonna do?
Oh, I don't know. I hate to quit, but I didn't take these jobs to have to work for a living.
I don't know what you're complaining about. Oscar and I have been all over the place trying to make some extra money. We even went down to
Hey, guys! You looking for some work?
Why do you want to know?
You could help me.
Do what? Mow lawns?
Sure, you could be my employees. I'll set it all up. They'll pay me, and I'll pay you. It's easy.
How much does it pay?
You can make... $5 a job.
$5?
For mowing a lawn? That's not bad.
Are you interested?
Oscar?
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're interested then. When do we start?
Funny you should ask. What are you doing this afternoon? Hello, Robin's Rotors. A lawn treatment on Thursday at 4? One of my employees can be there. Yes, Jack. Oscar on the 9th at 11? Okay. Hello? Oh, hi, Mrs. Johnson. Oh, yes, they do wonderful work, don't they? Well, Dad, what do you think?
Think about what?
Put the paper down and look.
Look at what?
Dad.
I'm joking. Your hair looks very nice.
The dress, Dad.
Oh, that. Well, I guess it's all right.
Dad.
It's beautiful. A beautiful dress for a beautiful girl. Congratulations, you finally got it. What's your mom think?
She says the color's too bright, but she likes it.
So what gives? Phone keeps ringing, you keep taking lots of requests to mow lawns, but you have a lot more time. Time enough to buy a new dress.
Didn't I tell you? I have a couple employees working for me now.
Employees?
Yeah, Jack and Oscar. I set up the schedule and they do the work.
Really?
See, I told you I could figure out a way to make money without having to do work.
Honey, I think we might want to talk about this.
In a minute, Dad. I'll get it!
Robin!
Jack! Oscar, what are you doing here?
We want to talk to you. Can we come in?
But you guys are filthy.
That's because we've been working all day.
Let's talk out here on the porch.
Is that a new dress?
Yeah,
it's pretty. I had an aunt who was buried in a dress like that.
Thanks, Oscar. So what are you guys doing here?
We thought we'd let you know that, Oscar and I...
Wait, what's wrong?
We've unionized.
Unionized? Are you kidding me? Unionized? What's unionized mean?
A labor union. My dad told me all about it. It's to make sure we workers aren't ripped off by you major corporations.
Major corporations?
Yeah, we're tired of the low wages and unfair treatment.
But you've only been working for 3 days.
That's 2 days longer than we should have.
Come on, you guys. Serious biz. What's going on?
We're a union, and it's time to negotiate a new contract.
Contract?
Yeah. Oscar, read her the contract.
Okay. See. We want 2 weeks vacation a year to start with. Sick days, personal days, a health plan, a dental plan, workman's compensation. For on-the-job injuries.
Injuries?
Yeah, I stubbed my toe on a rock today. This is a dangerous business.
Good grief!
We want cost of living increases and effective immediately.
Effective, Oscar.
Oh, effective immediately. We want an increase in pay.
An increase? What's wrong with what you're making?
Nothing until we found out what you're making.
Oh.
You were making $10 an hour and only paying us $5.
I'm the boss. That's how they do it in the real world.
Half? You're supposed to get half of what we make?
Yeah, that's what a boss is for, to make a lot of money while other people do the work.
Yeah, well, maybe that was true in the old days, but we're union now. We want more money.
Like how much?
Like $9.
$9? I'll give you $6, and that's my final offer.
$8.
$7.
$7.75.
$7.50.
$7.75, absolutely no less.
$7.50, absolutely no more.
Let's go, Oscar.
Yeah, bye, Greensleeves.
Wait, where are you going?
From this minute forward, we're on strike.
Strike?
Yeah, see how you do without us.
I'll be fine. I did all right without you before. I'll do all right without you again. See if I care if you strike. What am I gonna do now?
What will Robin do? Find out when our adventure and odyssey continues right after these messages. And now, back to today's adventure.
Hello? Yes, I know we promised to come today. I'll try to come tomorrow, okay? I'm sorry, Mr. Flanagan, but I'm having labor relations trouble. Jack, this is your last chance. $7.60, and that's final. Jack? Hello, Jack? Yes, I'm leaving right now, Mrs. Smith. I know you have a wedding reception tomorrow. Yes, ma'am, I'm on my way.
Oh.
Robin?
She's unavailable for comment.
I guess you mean come in.
I guess so.
You took the phone off the hook.
Robin's Rotors has gone out of business.
It has, huh? What happened?
My employees went on strike, and I got tired trying to mow all those lawns by myself. I quit. I'm going back to a life of poverty. If I had known I was going to have to work so hard to earn money, I wouldn't have done it.
Uh-huh. You know, I can't just let you up and walk away from this. Not if you have obligations to fulfill.
But I'm tired.
I'm sure you are. But you made promises to people that you're responsible to keep.
I had a feeling you were gonna say that. Now I have twice as much work as I did before.
There's a lesson in this, you know.
Yeah. I figured you'd say that, too.
Well, since you've got it all figured out, why don't you tell me what lessons you've learned?
The trouble with money is that you have to work for it.
Wrong. Try again.
The harder I try to get out of work, the more work I wind up having to do.
That's not bad.
I got it from Mom. She used to say that when I tried to get out of my chores.
What else did you learn?
Two things? I didn't know I had to learn two things.
Go on.
I'll let you guess.
All right. Well, my guess is that you learned that starting your own business is a good thing, but hard work. There's no easy way around it. But that's okay, because the best wage is the one you get for a fair day's work. People really don't feel good about themselves if they get paid a lot of money for doing nothing. They may act like they do, but they don't. Is that what you learned?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Well, it's in the Bible, you know. As Christians, we need to be fair about how we make our money and do the best job we possibly can. An honest day's work is one of the ways we can glorify God. In fact, I think it was in 2 Thessalonians that Paul said that if a person didn't do an honest day's work, he didn't have any right to eat.
Wow.
Yeah. You see, they took it very seriously.
I understand. I kind of thought all along it was too good to be true.
Another old saying, anything that's too good to be true probably is.
Is that in the Bible?
No, your mother said that to me when I was trying to get out of some chores. I guess tomorrow's going to be a pretty busy day for you. I'll let you get some sleep.
Thanks, Dad. And thanks for comparing notes with me.
You're welcome.
I learned my lesson. Both of them.
Good. I know it's tough sometimes, but I'm glad you had this experience.
But one other question.
Yeah?
Could I get a raise in my allowance?
What?
Just a dollar more?
50 cents.
75, I won't go any lower.
60, and not a penny more.
70, or I'd go on strike.
60, or your allowance goes bye-bye.
Dad, no, no! All right, you guys, you win. If you'll help me finish the lawns I said we'd do, I'll give you what you want.
You'll give us $7.75?
No. I'll give you all of it, the whole $10.
What?
But you can't. We only asked
for it. Quiet, Oscar, be quiet. Why'd you change your mind?
A worker must be worthy of his wages.
Huh?
I need you guys to get the lawns done. You should get paid the money for the work you do. All I did was take the phone calls. Is it a deal?
Yeah. What do you say, Oscar?
Yeah, I guess so.
Then we're agreed.
We sure are. Ha! $10 a yard. Easy money.
You think so?
Yeah.
I hope it's easier for you than it was for me.
Are you kidding? It'll be a breeze. You just don't know anything about business, Robin.
You want to know something, Jack? For once in your life, you may be right.
Proverbs 13:11 says, "Riches gotten by cheating will decrease, but the person who earns money by working increases it." That's a lesson Robin had to learn the hard way. See, God wants us to be fair in everything we do, whether it's something big like running a business or something small like playing a game. Why? Well, there are lots of reasons, but the main one is that God really doesn't like cheaters. That's why the Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 6, 9, and 10, "Do not be deceived. Neither thieves, nor the greedy, nor swindlers shall inherit the kingdom of God." Those are strong words and ones we should definitely take to heart. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written by Paul McCusker and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris. Join us again for more Adventures in Odyssey.